This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the roots on fire. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, on USA Radio, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. Only show of its kind on radio or TV. No script, no notes, no teleprompter. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart, I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. I'm American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. In the immortal words of George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz. Gave me my first shot on radio. Thank you, Ed. You're a great judge of talent. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication, another great judge of talent. Show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. It's the most fan-friendly show in America. You can email me at any time, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can call me anytime, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. You know, when I do a show, there's sometimes like 300 emails that come in and 50 or 100 texts that come in. Quite amazing. Quite amazing. I love you guys. You're the best. So, you're not going to believe this. The stimulus bill that we're trying to pass, $1.8 trillion to save the American economy. And thank God Trump gave a press conference today. And you know, everything that I write, I send to President Trump, to like 20 people around him. And I know they all hand it to him. At least one of the 20 hands it to him, but probably all 20. And then he reads it, and it's always amazing. 2 or 3 days later, it comes out of his mouth. And I wrote, we should follow the South Korean model. They're a nation of 51 million and there's less than 100 dead from coronavirus. Because they quarantined the people most at risk. Someone who's 70 years old gets quarantined. But a 70-year-old, for the most part, they don't work anymore. They retire for the most part. Right? But the people who are 21 to like 60 do all the work, make all the money, pay all the taxes, hire all the people. They've got to get out and work. We need the people that are doing the work to work. Got to get them back to work. And that's what Trump said in his press conference. It went on during my show. So I can't say I witnessed it. I could just say I got notes from quite a few of my fans. They all said, Wayne, Trump said what you said. I think it's because you read my column again. The South Korean model. You've got to get America back to work. The business of America is business. You've got to get us back to work. And so Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are trying to stop the stimulus bill. And listen to this. It imposes every Democrat, forget about Democrat, stop pussyfooting around, Wayne Root. Every communist wish list the world's ever known is in the stimulus bill. Nancy Pelosi wants to stick it in there as a poison pen, poison pill. Pelosi stimulus bill imposes nationwide ballot harvesting without any limit. They stole every congressional race in California, especially in Orange County. They stole every race in Orange County. We were ahead in 6 of 7 congressional races on election night when the night ended, and we lost every single one of them because they brought boxes and boxes and boxes of ballots that they harvested, which means, you know, you go door to door and say, in this block, there's 20 people living here that are registered to vote. I'll just take your 20 votes, and I'll hand them in. You don't think that they open them up and look, and when they're a Republican, they burn it? They burn it in the garbage? They burn it in the incinerator? They put it in the recycling box? But all the liberal ones they hand in, maybe they fill it out themselves. They say, hand us the ballot, sign it, and we'll fill it out. And everybody does it, and they all vote Democrat. Because they've got lawyers sitting in a warehouse just filling them all in all night long. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's new stimulus bill would mandate nationwide ballot harvesting. Can you imagine? They claim they want election security. So they leave the border open so the entire Mexico and Central America comes here and votes in elections when they're non-citizens. And now they want limitless ballot harvesting, just like California, where they stole 6 of 7 races. They want to steal every race in the country. Overnight, we'll be a 100% Democrat country, allowing party operatives to return other people's ballots to polling places without any limit on the number of ballots. It was legalized in California in 2016 and first used in the 18 midterms, and it allows anyone to drop off someone else's mail-in ballot at a polling station. No process for vetting or verifying those delivering the ballots. No background check. No ID requirement. No government-issued photo ID. No ID, period. So why couldn't you go get 10,000 of these ballots and just fill them all out in a factory with a bunch of Democrat lawyers all day long? Democrats dropped hundreds of thousands of ballots off at polling stations in 2018, helping Democrats as they flipped 7 Republican seats. Practice is illegal in almost every, I believe in every other state but California, largely because it's susceptible to fraud and intimidation. And Republicans were caught flat-footed in 18. They didn't even know what the hell it meant. And it has yet to be challenged in court. And it's the reason California remains a one-party state. And Pelosi wants to take the system nationwide. In other words, paid party operatives can literally truck thousands and thousands of ballots to the polls, provided they earn salary or fee and are not paid by the ballot. It's a practice that's known in third world countries as ballot stuffing, and is outlawed in every democracy, no matter how poor, even in countries where the physical and administrative obstacles to voting are far greater than in America. And this is Pelosi's condition for saving the U.S. economy from coronavirus. And you know what I say to her? Hey, Nancy, stick it where the sun doesn't shine. You should be let out in handcuffs, and you should be charged with treason and go to jail for the rest of your life. And wait, we're not done yet. As corporate boards struggle to figure out ways to keep their companies afloat, Pelosi's demanding they spend time filling gender and racial quotas. As the transportation sector wrestles with a once-in-a-century economic disaster, meaning airplanes, trains, boats, cruise ships, Democrats are trying to compel airlines to cut greenhouse gas emissions every year till they hit a 50% reduction. Yeah, they're going to hit 100% reduction because no one's going to ever get on an airplane again. As small business lays off workers, Democrats hold up federal loan programs so they could pass more wind and solar tax credits, fund NASA's environmental restoration group, and study climate mitigation efforts. What do these have to do with jobs? Nothing. What do these have to do with the economy? Nothing. What do these have to do with coronavirus? Nothing. How about the coronavirus shutdown? Nothing. As millions of Americans are filing for unemployment benefits, crushing government budgets, Democrats held up a rescue bill so they can give government employee unions extraordinary collective bargaining power. As millions of Americans wonder how they're going to make their next mortgage payment, Pelosi demands the Senate offer free internet, fund community newspapers, and set up minority-run banks. Everything is, I've always said climate change is about, everything's got to be handed to minorities. Everything's about race. Everything's about affirmative action. And now coronavirus is about minorities. Stuff through everything we've ever dreamed of to help minorities. What does it got to do with coronavirus? As hospitals wait for funding, Pelosi's worried about national minority and gender pay equity. She wants to prioritize affirmative action over rescue funds. She's demanding the Senate federalize elections, setting up same-day voter registrations and provisions for conducting audits of elections. You know which elections she'll audit, right? All the ones that Democrats are losing in. If Republicans are winning, it's got to be audited. If Democrats are winning, it won't ever be audited. The Senate bill was 500 pages created by the GOP. The Pelosi bill is 1,200, and there's another one that's 1,400 pages. And here's what House Majority Whip James Clyburn, Democrat of South Carolina, told his colleagues this week. This is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. Yeah, right. Right. You know what Rahm Emanuel said, never let a crisis go to waste. And that's what's happening here. I knew that this morning when I woke up and I read my local liberal newspaper, the Las Vegas Sun, which is one of the worst papers in the history of the world, not just because it's everything in it is communist crap. socialist crap, Marxist crap, and ultra-liberal crap, and open borders crap. But also because the whole paper is like, it's like there's one employee. There's Brian Greenspun and one employee. It must be like his secretary, his gopher. And he asked her to, like, cut and paste. Go take this article from the New York Times and paste it into my paper. And take this one and paste it into my paper. And take this one and paste it into my paper. His entire paper is just from the New York Times. He's never written anything original in his life. Except how much he hates Wayne Root. That's about the only original thing Brian Greenspun's ever written. That's the only original letters to the editor that are ever in his newspaper. Letters to the editor about Wayne Allen Root. Now there's going to be some that say, they got rid of Wayne Root, celebrate! You did so good, Review Journal. I mean, you're such brilliant guys. You had a guy that everybody was talking about, right and left. The right loved him, the left hated him. The most perfect dream you'll ever get in the newspaper business. And that guy had a national radio show and a national TV show that promoted his columns in your newspaper and made your name famous. And you fired me because I have a silver advertiser. You don't know how stupid you look. You have no idea. Everyone knows you're liars. Everyone knows that you must be liberal. Running the paper, Keith Moyer, must be a liberal. And your goal in life was firing Wayne Root. You never liked me. For the first day you met me, you had hate in your eyes. You had steam in your ears. You always wanted to fire me. And remember why you wanted to fire me the first time, Keith Moyer? Because I wrote a series of articles condemning Vegas casinos that went from zero charge for valet parking to charging $20 and $30 and $40 for valet parking. And for general parking, $20. And the people loved it. They loved it. And you fired me. That was like a week into my job or a month into my job. And you know what? There were so many letters to the editor, you had to hire me back. You remember that? You didn't remember that, did you? You guys don't know what you're doing. And you're just a liberal and you never liked me. And you use that as an excuse, Silver. Nobody in their right mind. You'd have to be a five-year-old in kindergarten to care about Silver. And listen to Media Matters, a communist organization. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
Was talking with a business colleague, Mark, down in Las Vegas. We were talking about other things. He said, by the way, I bought your MyPillow. He did? He says, yeah, I went to MyPillow.com, used your promo code USA, and guess what? It's wonderful. I've had a great night's sleep. And you can have a good night's sleep, too. With somebody like Mark, who is so incredibly busy with all the things that he does, he needs a good night's sleep. And he gets one now with his MyPillow, just like I do. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. You can buy one, get one free. Special continues on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, washable, dryable. Get that with any other pillow. Yeah, right. Get it with your MyPillow. Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, use the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and get the best night's sleep of your life.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your business...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
You know, I said I wasn't going to mention the Las Vegas Review-Journal in this hour, but I'm going to mention it real quick only from this standpoint. I'm just laughing. I really hope that the publisher, Keith Moyer, is listening and the managing editor, Glenn Cook, are listening. I really do, because here's one of the most important politicians in the state texting me. I'm not going to say his name. I would never embarrass him. But let's just say he's one of the most important politicians in the state, and he's a Democrat. And look what he just sent me as a text. Hey, Wayne, my wife is convinced if I take silver lozenges she heard about from a very reliable source on the radio, it will be another protective barrier to any challenges with respiratory issues. A delivery came today with 200 of these miraculous pills, exclamation point. I only hope that they work and at the price you pay for them that you get a commission. In the future, I would appreciate it if you would advertise things that are not this expensive. Love you and take care of yourself. Now, this is one of the top politicians in the state of Nevada, and he's a Democrat, and he's serving in office, one of the top in-office elected officials. And he's the greatest guy in the world. He's a pro-business Democrat. He's my kind of guy. And I'm just laughing. Can you imagine getting fired by the Review Journal because I mentioned silver when one of the top Democrat politicians' wife loves to listen to my show and bought the silver? You just don't even understand, you guys. You don't even get it. You're so far off on this thing. And I don't get, it's not even my battle. I'm not here to defend silver. I don't make $1 on silver. So ridiculous. I wish I owned the silver company. I don't. All right. This segment of the show is sponsored by Dr. Nancy Wolf. And at this point in time, boy, do I have the perfect book at the perfect time. Dr. Nancy Wolf, and she's going to be on the show this week. I don't know what day, but she's coming here to my studio. I rarely have live in-studio guests, but she's going to be here to talk about her book. She's a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is called Conscious Matrix, and Nancy Wolf explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed. Because we as Americans are wired to win. to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we're right with God. And together, God, President Trump, and conservative America will save the soul of America. We will win because we're literally predestined to win. And this is the book you need to read right now. And God knows you got a little bit of spare time now. Most people are home with nothing to do. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Conscious Matrix, LibertyHillPublishing.com. All right. I keep telling you that Nancy Pelosi has really stepped in it this time. How do you know it? Because even Mitt Romney hates her. And I hate Mitt Romney. I think Mitt Romney is the biggest fraud in the history of the Republican Party. He's a terrible person. And he's the enemy of Trump. But Romney says that Pelosi and Democrats put the U.S. on a path to social destruction. Mitt Romney is accusing Democrats who blocked the Senate coronavirus stimulus bill of putting America on a path to social destruction. Of course, he's right. Even he's not insane. He's a sane man. In a pair of tweets published late Sunday night, Romney exploded at Democrats who, after spending the weekend negotiating a compromise bill that was on the verge of passing with a bipartisan vote, suddenly changed their minds after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi threw a partisan bomb into the chamber. There's even talk that after five Republican senators were forced to go into quarantine, Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer saw this as an opportunity to gain the upper hand. If that's the case, the word cynicism doesn't begin to describe what just happened. And what just happened is that a bill that was meant to stabilize our economy and provide immediate relief to American workers and companies that employ them is sabotaged for partisan reasons at the last minute by Democrats. And Romney, who's one of the senators who's in quarantine, I didn't even know that, by the way, until when I woke up this morning, I found that out. He's not only furious, he's sounding the alarm at the potential damage this could cause. Nothing in the Senate has ever shocked me, he said, until today. Standing in the way of a critically needed rescue package is irresponsible and reckless. Democrats say not enough money to the states. Nearly $200 billion is in chump change. Hospitals get at least $75 billion. $200 billion with a B for the states. Hospitals get $75 billion. And he says, as for funds for companies, it's to keep entities that employ millions of Americans from folding and save millions of jobs. Keep this up a little longer. We'll go from social distancing to social destruction. This is Mitt Romney saying this. This is how bad Democrats are. They're terrible people. And the worst Democrat in the world is Media Matters. These are guys that take money from all kinds of terrible people that are all to the left of liberal, to the left of socialist, to the left of anything known to mankind, to the left of Fidel Castro. Who would listen to them?
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is telling Americans that we will get through the challenge of the coronavirus pandemic.
The hardship will end. It will end soon. Normal life will return, and our economy will rebound very, very strongly.
The president also says there's a new executive order that prevents hoarding and price gouging.
to prohibit the hoarding of vital medical equipment and supplies, such as hand sanitizers, face masks, and personal protective equipment.
The partisan bickering continues on Capitol Hill as Senate Democrats block the massive $2 trillion spending package that would help families affected by the coronavirus crisis. Democrats are hoping for more accountability when it comes to money that's handed out to businesses, and Republicans are not happy that some of the Democrats' demands include new emission standards for airlines and tax credits for solar panels. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne on the Roots, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Strauss Heart Drops. You know I'm Mr. Health, and I want all my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism and capitalism. Well, here's what Strauss Heart Drops says. First of all, they've sold over a million of these Strauss Heart Drops in the last 40 years, all of them basically in Canada, but now they're here in the United States of America, and they're doing it on my show. How cool is that? They say if you stand in front of a mirror and you look in the mirror and you look at your earlobe, in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, they say, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. They guarantee your satisfaction. It's the painless, natural, economic way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. Guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops way down the route? I have the crease in both ears. Deep crease in both ears. Can you? Both. So now I'm taking the Strauss Heart Drops. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Strauss Heart Drops. And take it from me. Order the cinnamon flavor. It's the only one that you can stomach. Okay, the cinnamon flavor is okay. The rest of them are like, whoo. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. We've got a great guest, Gregory Wrightstone, geologist, author of Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. His website, inconvenientfacts.xyz, inconvenientfacts.xyz. Let's talk a little bit about coronavirus with a brilliant geologist slash scientist, Gregory Wrightstone. Greg, welcome back to the Wayne on the Root Show.
Oh, good. It's been a while, but I'm glad to be back on. Yeah, can I just tell you my personal story, how I'm being affected by it?
Yeah,
so, you know, I'm an author. And so I'm using my time now to write my second book, which is pretty good. So I'm writing commentaries. I've written three now. I've got another one coming up tomorrow on the coronavirus. But it turns out people are buying books right and left. They're stranded. So our book sales have skyrocketed. That's the good news. The bad news is most everybody buys it on Amazon, and Amazon's not allowing any shipments into their warehouses unless it's human whatever survival whatever gear. I think my book is, but anyhow, my book's not being restocked. We may sell out in the next few days, so it's good news, bad news for me. But the main thing I've been writing about is this is the strong relationship, and I'm sure you've been talking about it, between temperature, humidity, and the survival rate of the coronavirus.
So let me guess here, because, you know, my thought has been from the beginning that in a place like Las Vegas, as soon as it gets hot, this thing is going to die. The virus dies in hot weather, which is why we always have flu season in the winter months. So in Vegas, in another 2 weeks, it's going to be 80 degrees. In another 4 weeks, it's going to be 90 degrees. Aren't we going to kill this thing?
Yeah, well, it's... It sure looks like it. There, we don't have the data in on this particular one.
Because it's new. Studies, we don't know for sure. It's new, but
right.
Still.
But we have its cousins and that family of coronaviruses and other things similar. In the laboratory settings, increases of humidity are really bad for this thing. So it's a fairly narrow range of temperature and humidity where this thing can survive. And we see that. In fact, the first study that I saw, I'm going to quote from you from the study. He said that concerning the family of coronaviruses, they've been shown to display strong winter seasonality between December and April and are undetectable. Get that, undetectable in summer months in temperate regions. So that's really good news for us. That was the first.
But is it good news? Wait, let me push you hard on two things, mm-hmm. Gregory Wrightstone. Yeah. Number one, Vegas, super hot, but no humidity at all. We have 3% humidity. So, you know, Miami is heat and humidity. New Orleans is heat and humidity. And Texas in the summer, heat and humidity. Vegas is 110 degrees in the summer, but zero humidity. So that's not going to hurt us, is it?
No. If it acts... If it acts like the other coronaviruses, shouldn't it? I mean, probably the most unusual scenario that we could expect is that this particular one will act differently than the others, right? we should be able to use the others as a predictive tool for what we can see going forward. And no matter what the reason is, these things just kind of go away with the warmer weather. And
all right, but now let me push you a little bit again, because, okay, here's been my fear from the beginning, and I've mentioned this multiple times in multiple places in multiple media interviews. You can't shut down the business of America every time there's a flu pandemic, because if you do, we all go broke. So how can you do it twice a year? What if this comes back in the fall? What you're telling me is it's probably almost certainly going to go away all summer, but when you get back to October, it's back again, right? What's to stop it?
Well,
you can't shut down business twice in a year.
I hear what you're saying. I agree. I think we're going to be able to look back on this and learn a pretty good lesson. Number one is, again, I'm not disputing that we should take all cautions. We should. I was on an immunosuppressant. I've gone off of it. I'm being careful. I'm washing my hands a lot. I'm doing all those things we're supposed to do. But it's. I think we're going to look back, and instead of a 3%, remember, we were being told that there was a 3% mortality, and it was highly contagious. Well, if that was true, we should be taking all these actions. I don't think it will be true. I think if we look at things like the Diamond Princess cruise ship and other things, it looks like the mortality rate is going to be back around what the H1N1 was, and it's probably about the same transmissive.
But don't you find it strange? I keep reading all these articles that we're down to 1% or so, 1.25% in America.
Yeah, it's going
to
be less than that.
And it's going to be less than that because most people don't report it. They're afraid to report it. They get sick, they stay home, and then it's over. So that means if more people had it and they didn't die, that means the death rate is way lower than you think it is in Italy, way lower in China, way lower. If 3,000 people die and 20 million had it, it's different than if 3,000
people died.
And 80,000 had it, right?
Right. Well, if we look at have you looked at the Diamond Princess, the statistics on that cruise ship?
Yeah, 7 people died out of the 3,000
right.
ship or something
and
like that.
So
right?
What we had there, if we look at that,
it's a little petri dish.
Excuse me? A petri dish, exactly.
Yeah, it's a little petri dish, yeah.
So Ed, basically, probably everybody on that cruise ship was exposed to the virus. 83% of people didn't get it. And only 48% of the people that didn't, and they tested every single person. It was a perfect test. Probably everybody was exposed. Everybody was tested. 83% of the people did not test positive, and 48% of those that tested positive had no symptoms.
Right.
That's usually. It's in some ways it's hugely encouraging, but in other ways. It leads to greater transmissivity of it.
It scares the hell out of people. I'll tell you what scares everybody, Gregory Wrightstone. The articles I'm reading, like I have the New York Post up on my screen as we speak right now. And for every person that's saved and says, I had coronavirus, I'm healed now, everything's fine. It was like 5 days feeling crappy. For every person like that, and for every person who says, I had it, I tested positive, and I had no symptoms, there's always 3 other people that say, here's an Olympic swimmer, describes his battle, worst I've ever felt in my life. Okay? There's 5 other people saying, a housewife and a mother of 2, and they're miserable. It's horrible. There's another story here of a girl in New Orleans in her 30s who died of it a couple of days ago. And I'm the one who always says it's all 80-year-olds that die with underlying conditions. She was healthy with no underlying condition, and she died. So it scares people why some get it, nothing happens. Some get it, and it's mild, and some get it, and they die.
Isn't that the way the flu works too?
Exactly. That's the answer I expected. Exactly.
I'm sorry. It's too bad. I don't want to get it. I don't. You know. I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to heaven this week.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
Exactly. And I don't want to. But bad things happen.
Well, you know what they're finding? This was just a guess by me. You're the scientist. I people kept saying to me, it's so terrible, it's so terrible. And I kept saying, yeah, it is terrible. But in China and Italy, everybody smokes. So they've ruined their lungs.
Well,
and in America, all the kids vape. That's another problem in America.
I've written now three commentaries. I have one being published tomorrow. I've just posted another commentary on my website, inconvenientfacts.xyz. So you can go and see that. The title is Pandemics, Some Perspective, Please. And in this commentary, we're comparing H1N1 to this coronavirus. And we're going to know, aren't we, Wayne? We're going to know in another 10 days.
Well, in another 3 days, I think we're going to know if this malaria drug actually cures people completely.
Yeah.
And, right? I mean, then we're going to be out of this thing. If that malaria drug
Let's
works,
go back
we're
to work.
Fine.
Right? Let's go back to work. I mean,
thank God Trump listens. Trump's good, man. Trump's not letting us lock down the whole country for 6 months like Cuomo would like to do. These people are crazy.
Yeah, just look. I'll get from my personal perspective. I've got my wife and I, our dearest friends, sold their company 6 months ago, but they've been agreed to stay on as managers. So the new company completely shut down. They fired my friends, and then they said you have to fire all of your 30 employees today. And all of my 1,000 books, a big pallet of books, was loaded in their warehouse, which is going to be closed permanently tomorrow. So I spent the day today moving a pallet of books to my garage.
You've had a rough day.
Oh, no. Not as rough as some.
I hope you're taking a lot of vitamin C, my friend. I call it Ester C, by the way. It's the kind of I take that I think is effective. And
silver.
You know I take silver. You know that.
Yeah.
All right, Greg Wrightstone, geologist, author of Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. His website, inconvenientfacts.xyz. Great having you on. And just a little coincidence that he mentioned silver. I never discussed it with Greg in my life. Silver is effective, not against coronavirus, just in general to keep your immune system strong. That's all I've ever said. Greg Wrightstone, we appreciate you coming on, man, giving us some scientific facts. Thank you. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com.
A health threat anywhere is a health threat everywhere. I'm Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus outbreak called COVID-19 started in China and is spreading to many countries, including the U.S. It's critical to get the facts about how to protect our friends and loved ones. While CDC is working with states and communities to stop the spread of the virus, health workers and emergency response efforts need our support. The CDC Foundation, a nonprofit organization, is focusing on immediate and critical needs that help protect our communities here at home and those around the world. We can all play a role in stopping this deadly virus. Get updates, learn how to protect your friends and family, and find out how to help. Go to cdcfoundation.org. That's cdcfoundation.org. Together, our impact is greater.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the CDC Foundation.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I've personally been using my doctor suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend my doctor suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel, Liquid, and Lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior on USA Radio. And you can always get me at RootForAmerica.com, my website. You can always see my commentaries there. You can always email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I love to hear from you. And you can always call me at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. You know that since Friday, I've kind of been on this, I'm not going to take it anymore rant. America can't take this anymore. America's not going to sit in their home and let their businesses lose everything. And I'm not going to take being fired by the Las Vegas Review Journal. How ridiculous, over silver. Stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And the people of Las Vegas are angry, and they're not going to take it anymore. There's like going to be a revolution in this country. Chris, go ahead, play it. Go ahead and play it.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. Damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
All right, Chris, I got it, I got it, I got it. Chris, O'Sullivan with a nice piece. Gets carried away. What was all the music at the end? Was it Angel singing at the end? I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. That's the point of the whole thing. That's all that matters. That's the point. He built up to a crescendo and then it's a mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. You know what you should be mad about? That Nancy Pelosi is holding up our economic bill over voter fraud. Not that she wants to stop it. She wants to cause it. She wants voter fraud. Can you imagine? Unemployment could be 30%, bigger than the Great Depression. And she's holding this bill up to impose nationwide ballot harvesting with no limit. That's how they stole California. And Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice retweets a call to remove Trump from office now over coronavirus. Remove him from office. Why? Because Democrats demand every business in America be closed. Don't you see what's going on? These people are crazy. I've never downplayed the dangers of coronavirus. I get the dangers, yet I've had many guests on the show that tell you all the numbers are terribly exaggerated. There are random people that die. That's the same as the flu, random people that die. But on the other hand, it's three times more contagious. That's really scary. That's why you can't have people together in big groups. But if you were to argue that you've got to shut down the American economy and everyone's got to be shut down and every business has got to be closed, number one, it's going to come roaring back next fall or certainly next winter. Would you close America again? Everyone's broke. We're in a Great Depression. Let's just close it twice a year every year. Because there are bums and lazy bums, homeless bums, lazy welfare queens. They all want to stay home. Their life's not affected by it. But my life's affected. I got to work. I got to pay a mortgage. I got to earn. I got to earn my keep. I got to pay my taxes. And so do you. Welfare queens and homeless people, don't listen to this damn show. Working people listen to this show. Small business owners listen to this show. And you can't shut us down. We got bills to pay. We got a life to lead. We got kids in college to pay for. You cannot shut it down. What's your answer going to be when it comes back again after the summer? Are you going to shut it down next November again? What if you make it through Christmas? Will you shut it down next January, February, March again? That's what Democrats want. That's their kind of world. Everybody on welfare. They want to turn us to Cuba or Venezuela. So you're damn right I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Nancy Pelosi's daughter endorses violent assault against Senator Rand Paul. You want to take that? Christine Pelosi is as vile as her mother. She endorsed the violent assault against Senator Rand Paul. He announced on Sunday he tested positive for coronavirus, but he's asymptomatic, no symptoms. And she tweeted out Rand Paul's neighbor was right to jump him from behind, beat him, and break his ribs. Democrats holding up coronavirus relief over solar panel tax credits, over racial gender diversity in corporate boards, over asking federal agencies to maximize the use of minority banks. This is the most leftist, socialist, Marxist, communist agenda in America's history. She's trying to ram it through the coronavirus rescue bill. So we all can't get our monies because she's holding it up for the most liberal causes in the history of mankind. So you're damn right. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Are you? See you tomorrow, right back here with the Wayne Allyn Root Show, The Warrior.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.